Our next speaker is Elizabeth Fisher from IntraHealth International. She's a senior technical advisor with IntraHealth International with over 20 years' experience in strengthening health systems for improved quality. For the Vistar project, Ms. Fisher assisted in instituting strategies to improve quality of supervision of frontline health workers and conducted end-line analysis of project interventions. She also supports the Sukshima project in India in implementing a nurse mentor program to improve maternal and newborn care. She has degrees from Mount Holyoke College and Harvard University, and she's going to be talking about performance matters, improving skilled birth attendance capacity in India.
Good morning. I'm going to start this morning telling you about an auxiliary nurse midwife named Sunam Kumari, who works in Hazaribagh district in the state of Jharkhand in India. When we first met Sunam, despite her title as auxiliary nurse midwife, she had never conducted a delivery. She didn't really know how, and she certainly didn't have the confidence. She then participated in a Government of India-sponsored 21-day skilled birth attendant training that we helped support and that I'll be talking about. And I want to share with you the words of Sunam after she finished that training, went back to her health sub-center in the village. "I was trembling when I delivered the first child. I couldn't believe I had done it. I was so excited, I bought sweets for the entire village to celebrate." Well, less than 2 years later, more than 200 deliveries later, Sunam was honored as the SBA of the year by the Government of India last year at Safe Motherhood Day. So Sunam is really a reflection of what's happening in the state of Jharkhand in terms of training skilled birth attendants. Her story is shared by thousands of other auxiliary nurse midwives like her, and that's what I'd like to talk about today. I'm going to share Jharkhand's efforts at improving the number of skilled birth attendants in their communities to particularly reach rural women. If any of you are familiar with India, you're probably aware of the National Rural Health Mission, which is a major program of the government instituted in 2005 to improve maternal and newborn health. It really works on the demand side by creating a financial incentive for women to go to an institution for delivery. And then it works on the supply side by increasing the number of skilled birth attendants who are available and accessible at the village level and at other health facilities. So we were asked, the Vistar project, which is a USAID-funded project led by IntraHealth International, we were asked by the government of Jharkhand to help their strategies in increasing the number of ANMs trained as SBAs. I hope you'll be okay with me using these acronyms. And then, in turn, that would increase the number and quality of deliveries provided by SBAs. So what's the baseline scenario look like in Jharkhand when we started our work? Jharkhand is one of the poorer states in India. It's in northern India, has a population of about 30 million, largely very poor, a large tribal population and scheduled caste population. Maternal mortality, infant mortality, far in excess of the overall levels in India, which are also still much higher than anyone wants to see. Institutional deliveries were only around 18% when we started this, and deliveries conducted at home by a skilled attendant were 25%. I'm not going to go into great detail on what all is entailed in skilled birth attendants, but we'd be happy to address that later. But we all know that having a skilled birth attendant helps reduce maternal and newborn mortality. We started our program in Devgar district, which you see outlined in red, and that's what we also used as one of our evaluation districts. So the data that I'll share later is from that district. But we were quickly asked by the government of Jharkhand to expand this at a statewide level. So Vistar project then supported 14 districts in the state. UNICEF supported the other 7. So we went from working at one district to really scaling up and working at a full state level to improve skilled birth attendance. Some of the barriers to increasing access to SBA services in Jharkhand and actually throughout India are, number one, a shortage of skilled birth attendants. While we do have these auxiliary nurse midwives, staff nurses, others who are supposed to have delivery as part of their job responsibility, very few knew how to really conduct deliveries. So it's a real need to upgrade skills to become certified. There's had been a reliance on really training as the sole solution to improve skills. And it was really, unfortunately, in many states, been very poor quality training. In another state that we're working in, for example, almost all the A&Ms and nurses have already been trained by this 21-day program, and yet most of them can't tell you what the gestational, a normal gestation period is. They don't know anything about active management of third stage labor. They don't know how to use a partograph. And this is after they had gone through the 21-day training. So where we were intervening in Jharkhand was at an earlier stage. Jharkhand wasn't as wealthy as the other state that I'm referring to, so they hadn't gotten on the ball to get their training program up and running. So that's what we were helping them do. But we recognize that this reliance on a standalone training is also not sufficient. People need the support after training. You can't just throw them back into their village and expect them to perform. We took a performance improvement approach to how we look at supporting health worker performance and used this in then guiding the government of Jharkhand in designing its SBA program. So certainly we focused on knowledge and skills, which includes improving the quality of the training that was provided. So making sure when people finish the training, they have the competence to provide skilled birth attendants. But training is not enough. So we also focused on making sure there was good post-training support through strong supportive supervision systems and mechanisms to provide feedback. You can't do your job if you don't have your supplies. So ensuring adequate supplies and equipment was also a component of what we did. Again, though, this was all done through the government platform, so we weren't providing supplies per se, but we did manage to have the government provide an SBA kit. So as soon as the A&Ms finished the training, they had then a kit of the drugs and equipment they needed so they could go out to the village and start practicing. And then recognizing and motivating these health workers to really perform through our rewards and recognition program. So these areas really address the key elements of performance, which then lead to an improvement in the quality of delivery, improvement in the number of deliveries, and ultimately, we hope to see the reduced maternal and infant mortality. So our key inputs included focusing on the quality of training, making sure we had very strong government master trainers who then in turn trained district trainers, and they ultimately trained the A&Ms. Making sure the training site was ready for these trainings. So not only equipped, but more importantly, that the training sites that were selected had adequate number of deliveries taking place that would enable students to have the practice that they need to establish competency. So one of the reasons these training programs often fail is they have large class sizes in a setting where there's not enough opportunity to practice. So you go through a 21-day program and you will never have conducted a delivery. We focused on job aids, something as simple as a job description, which no A&M had ever seen their job description. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it only existed in English, and people in Jharkhand speak Hindi. So we translated the job description into Hindi, made sure every A&M had it, and made sure every supervisor had it so they understood what the performance expectations were as well to help them carry out their supervision. We focused on supportive supervision, ensuring that the medical officers who were tasked with supervising these nurse midwives when they go out to the health subcenter, but giving them the skills, the tools, the confidence to actually be a good supervisor. So we did some training on supportive supervision, introduced a checklist, a supervisory checklist, which enabled them to make sure they were looking at all aspects of care and supplies and equipment and record keeping to help improve the program. And then have the government's also introduced a reward and recognition program. So just to share with you the scale of technical support, this was definitely a project that operates at scale. And so there are now 183 trainers in the state of Jharkhand who then are able to roll this out to other districts. There's been almost 1,500 SBAs trained in the 14 districts in 4 years. Ultimately, you'd like higher numbers than that, but again, it's a function of making sure that there are training sites where there are sufficient deliveries taking place at a level that makes sense for these providers. And then training medical officers. So the key results that I'll be sharing with you are that we've seen a significant increase in knowledge and skills of A&Ms around skilled birth attendants, increase in the quality and number of births, improved newborn care practices, increased supervisory support, and increased availability of supplies. So let me just share that with you. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on our methodology, but I'm happy to address questions afterwards. But basically, just share some quick summaries. In terms of training quality, I think this kind of quote from a midwife summarizes it best. During the training, I got a chance to conduct more than 10 deliveries all alone because the SBA-trained staff nurses were there to guide me. I gained enough confidence for conducting deliveries. So our evaluation process focused on a baseline survey and an endline survey of the A&Ms themselves. So in our baseline, the A&Ms were not trained beyond with the 21-day program. At endline, they had gone through the SBA training program. So what we found is that they reported that the number of deliveries that they were conducting had sharply increased. Prior to being trained, they were conducting around 15 deliveries in the previous six-month period. That had increased to 44. In the previous six-month period. You can see that the box in the yellow are institutional deliveries, which have increased dramatically, but there's also home deliveries still taking place. What's more important than the number, because there are a lot of other factors who are affecting the number, particularly the JSY program and others, is the quality of care that was being provided by these nurse midwives. And here you can see that 82% report that they use a partograph, 75% or more of births, and 95% are now practicing Amstel on all births. So a dramatic improvement in the quality of care that's being provided by these nurse midwives now out in the community. Likewise, with newborn care, and this relates to some of our breastfeeding presentations, we've seen an increase in the initiation of breastfeeding and drying and wrapping the newborn. Supportive supervision is probably best summed up with this quote. They're no longer all alone. Somebody cares about them. Likewise, we saw improvements in health centers and equipment that's available. And in the reward and recognition system, how that served to be a motivator. And this is a very simple, no-cost effort, and it requires printing a certificate on paper, but it can be a real motivator. These midwives are recognized in their monthly meeting in front of their peers, and they have their picture placed on the wall. So just to close with some lessons learned. One of the most important lessons, I think, is that close collaboration and focus on improving government programs, platforms, and systems is what contributed to these results. This was not an NGO doing some parallel training to the government because the government doesn't know how to do training well. This was really strengthening government systems so that they could do the training well, so it's much more sustainable and long-lasting. Focusing on training quality is essential. Making sure that there's plenty of time for clinical practicum, and then also introducing participatory methodologies that better engage trainees, supporting staff post-training with the supervision, with the feedback, with the recognition, using monthly meetings, and I'm running out of time, but I can talk about that a little bit later. But this was, we found an excellent platform. They were having these monthly meetings anyway, but were never being used for capacity building or problem solving, and then training supervisors. So our conclusions are that we've been able to increase the mean deliveries per SBA, the quality of those deliveries more importantly, and that these are really reaching women at the village level, at the rural level. And the intervention, we also did a cost analysis, is very low cost. So thank you for that, and look forward to taking questions later.